Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. At the bottom of the hour, of course, it is the show that is taking the sports world by storm. It has turned our once humble DJ, our once humble board operator, our once humble engineer, and turned him into an egomaniac. You should see it, folks. Tom Crady, Alex the Vegan. The head is big now. He's a superstar now.
Chris, I don't understand. What is this Voss water you're bringing me before my segment?
Yes, but I get it because the show is,
Alex,
the segment is great.
Don't Tyson be like Shower these other guys, me. These other engineers.
Don't be
Fox
like Rob
Radio.
Parker. No. When Rob hit it big, what? It was over. You couldn't tell the brother nothing.
I'm still waiting to hit it big. Are you kidding? I mean, what are you talking about? Maybe before I'm 60, I'm hoping, you know?
Hey, it's not that far away. That's why you need M Drive.
That's right.
But
that's what you said. Okay.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. 14-7 is the score of the football game.
I need one
game.
More. I need one more, Tom Brady. Come on, my man.
That's
I
right.
need one more.
Look at you. Look at you. I like this new Rob Parker. It only took 9 years.
I need one more, and I'm good to go.
Money is funny how money makes strange bed partners. Is that what, is that the same?
Bedfellows. Yes. Bedfellows. And Cyndi Lauper, Alex, what's the song? You know Cyndi Lauper's song?
Girls Just Wanna Have Fun?
No. Money changes everything.
Oh gosh.
I said money. Money changes everything.
But you didn't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the one that's out of the loop, but I'm gonna say it anyway. For you to know that song and be able to sing it by Cyndi Lauper, you must have had the album. You must have had it in steady rotation.
That's in the
80s,
Chris. I
know Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And then she had one other hit. She had one other hit, right?
No, are you kidding? Cyndi Lauper had, she had Time After Time. No,
that
was
it. That was it.
No.
Those were the two hits. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
No, True Colors.
Oh. True. Yeah, that was good.
That's another one.
I still don't hear the one you talking about, though. Was that a B-side? So to be honest, you had the cassette tape. You had Cyndi Lauper.
You didn't even bring up She-Bop. Don't you remember that song, She-Bop?
She-Bop. I might
know. Alex, you know She-Bop, right?
I think I remember that one.
Alex wasn't even born.
He knows that song. All right, but my point is, money changes everything. So Tom Brady, if he can help me with a couple shekels, I'm all good, okay?
See, here's the deal, folks. Rob's been losing big in Vegas the last few weeks. I mean, I'm not going to give the numbers, but, you know, I'm just saying, he's been losing big. So what does he do when he needs to get back to even? He
goes
to Tom Brady. Yes, he goes to the GOAT. He had no shame about it. He's like, look, let me put some money on Brady.
Well, Chris,
get back to even.
You know that we get Lamar Mitchell on every Friday, and I was talking to Lamar off the air, and he's like, you know, Rob's coming out next week to Vegas. I said, yeah, I knew about that. He's like, yeah, because we heard he's been on a losing streak. We're trying to capitalize as much as possible.
Yeah, I know. They're going to build. Hey, Rob G, they're going to start construction on a new wing.
They got a new tower at the MGM Grand, right, courtesy of Rob Parker. It's called No Way, No How.
That's right. I'm telling you, the way I've been going.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's go to the NBA, Rob. And look, this saddens me because he is such an exciting, fun-to-watch player. But right now, Rob Parker, we got bad news regarding Zion Williamson.
I saw a picture that Rob G sent us.
That really was. Rob G sent us a picture of Zion
from what,
in 2019, right, going into training camp his rookie season and going into training camp this season. And the difference, Rob, you're right, it's startling.
It is.
I mean, we know how big he was coming out of college, but he looks much thinner. You know, I hate to use that word with him, but he was more cut, more defined, still big, but now there's not as much definition, looks chubbier. Yeah, it's definitely different. And here's the deal. So Zion, we found out on Media Day, September 27th, that Zion suffered a foot injury while he was training over the summer, right before Summer League. Not that he was going to play in Summer League, but he's just working out and training. And the injury required surgery. So the GM, David Griffin, says on Media Day, that Zion, you know, he unveils this information that nobody knew about. And then he says he'll be ready for opening night, which is October 20th. And now we get the news today that Zion, the foot injury, he hasn't been running. He hasn't played 5-on-5. He hasn't been able to do drills. Now they're saying he's going to be able to start that, I think, this week. But he's going to be reevaluated by the doctors in 2.5 weeks, and there's no timetable for his return. Now, I'm not under the impression it's going to be 2-3 months.
No,
or
no.
3 or 4 months, right?
We don't have that indication, right?
It's weeks, and it could be a month, right? If he's going to get reevaluated in 2.5 weeks, maybe that means he could play in 2.5-3 weeks. But the bottom line, Rob, is this. Zion has proven to be injury prone thus far. You know, he's had the injury at Duke, the foot injury or the knee injury at Duke. He had the injury in Summer League. Remember that? He was only able to play 24 games as a rookie. And then last year he played 61. Last year was fairly steady. And now this injury. And Rob, we saw Derrick Rose, who played with tremendous torque, right? And explosiveness. and herky-jerky off 2 feet and all that. And you saw the toll it ended up taking on his lower extremities.
Even though it's unbelievable, he's bounced back last year with
and
the
Knicks. Still, he's still, he's really good, but obviously yeah, not what he was.
Right, but I'm just saying, because Chris, I thought his career was over. I'm going to be honest.
And he's had a nice little career since he's been back, right? And like you said, he was great in the playoffs for the Knicks. He was their best player in the playoffs.
He was.
But, you know, that's a Hall of Fame career. It's kind of, Rob, you know what he's kind of like is Grant Hill. When Grant Hill came back and ultimately made the All-Star team one time. But right. Neither of them kind of was what they were before, which was looked like they could both be all-time greats, to be honest.
Grant Hill, I know people thought he was going to be that guy.
Oh, like, and he was like, – wasn't he doing – you were in Detroit, I think, at the time. But he was tremendous. Just awesome, yeah. But Zion, Rob, I'm just concerned. I'm not going to panic. I'm not in panic mode. But it's just another red flag to will this guy be able to stay healthy and realize his potential?
I think it's fair only because of his history and what's happened. And from that picture, it's not like he's coming in and you go, wow, look at him. He's chiseled. Look at, like, you know, like he's put in some work in the offseason.
In this picture. Right.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that. And then, you know, he's been hurt. So you start to look around, and then you hear, like, there's a lot of whispers going around about whether or not he likes it there and the organization, Chris. There's a lot of stuff. So I think people would be disappointed if this isn't, like, some great year for him, but starting off on the bad on a bad foot, so to speak. With an injury,
literally and figured.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But it's disheartening because we haven't been able to see him really like, and when we have watched him, Chris, he's been unstoppable.
He had a great year last year.
Yeah, he's unstoppable. Yeah.
No, he did something nobody's done. Shaq, Wilt, whatever big man you want to say, the highest scoring average ever on for a guy that's shooting 60% from the field. So he was fantastic. Here's one thing I will say.
That team is not good, which is so last year, which was so surprising.
No. And I don't know that they're going to be very good this year. But, Rob, this might be the silver lining for the New Orleans Pelicans. There's been, as you said, there's been talk that he might become the first star player ever to reject the rookie extension, right? You know, he usually – that rookie, you play your first few years on the rookie scale, and then you establish yourself as a star, and then you become eligible for that first max contract, right? No one's ever turned it down. LeBron had took a few, you know, he took 3 years. Remember that deal? 3 years instead of five.
Right.
And obviously ended up going to Miami, but nobody's ever turned it down. And there was talk that Zion might become the first. As you said, people think he's disgruntled in New Orleans. They haven't really built properly around him. Here's what I'd say to Zion, Rob. And if I was a parent of his and I see these injuries, I would be saying, let's sign that extension pronto. Whenever we, as soon as we can do it, sign that bad boy. Get your security, Zion.
Right.
If we don't like it, and I hate to do it because I don't necessarily like guys – you know,
what to force their way out,
man. Right. But you can, you know, if you do it with a year left, I'm cool. But, you know, 4 years, 3 years, you know, like that stuff. But the fact is, Rob, if they're not any good in a few years and he doesn't like what he sees happening, whether it's front office, coaching staff, roster, whatever, then he can say, you know, I want out and I'm not re-signing again with you. And then they be forced to trade him to get something for him. So, Rob, I think you would agree with me. He needs to go ahead and get that contract extension taken care of just for the freaking security because these injuries, you know, what if he – like, Derrick Rose never came back the same, Rob.
Never came back
Derrick
the
Rose
same.
Derrick Rose wasn't going to be a – we saw Isaiah Thomas. Not that Isaiah was on these guys' level.
No, but he got hurt. He never got paid, right. Chris, and never came back to that level. And a matter of fact, did he get signed by anybody? Because you remember he had an Instagram post with a Lakers jersey on. You remember that?
Yeah, I don't know if he's on the roster right now. Rob, if it is, it's any, for a small
Am I wrong about
money,
that? Wasn't there? I don't know if it was his Instagram.
There was a notion that they might look at him. That's all it was. It was
okay. You know. So it wasn't.
But he's bounced around Washington. You know, he's obviously a minute with Cleveland and Denver and New Orleans. He's been all over the place, but not on the roster right now. But anyway, wow. Rob, I think Zion needs to go ahead when he's eligible and sign that contract extension so he can get the security of knowing if I get hurt again or if I'm debilitated by these injuries, I still at least got my one max deal, and then you move from there. So we're going to throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Given his injury history, how confident are you that Zion Williamson will ever realize his vast potential in the NBA? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we are brought to you by AutoZone. Now, my daughter was dealing with a dead battery recently. You know what I said to her. She calls me up, Daddy, what should I do? I know she's 23, but still. Daddy, I got a bad battery. What should I do? I said, calm down. Relax. It's all good. There's this place called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. Head there. Head on over to the zone. They got free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the zone, sweetheart. She did. Everything was great. Now she's all smiles because AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Hey, all right, Rob, your boy. Chris, yeah, he's been hit hard.
Yes. He got hit. He almost.
The one to the warning track.
There was one to the warning track, and then Buster Posey hit one off the wall.
I thought it was gone, too.
And so there's two outs, and the Giants have a man on second, bottom of the first. And they have somebody warming up in his Gratterall. It's not even
Urias.
He's in the dugout. What am I missing? Chris, he's in the dugout.
Did he miss the bus over or the flight or something? I don't know. I mean,
I don't get it. He's not in the bullpen.
This he should be warming obviously, up. Rob. This is there. There it seems like there's a lack of confidence in Urias.
How? Am I wrong? He was great this year.
I know, and he was great in the game too when he won.
Right.
I don't get it.
Not on either.
I don't get it. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You can weigh in on Zion. Are you concerned? I mean, Pelicans fan or not, I'm sure you want to see Zion Williamson on a basketball court. Are you worried, though, with this latest injury that this is just a pattern that makes you wonder or makes you feel like he's not going to realize his full potential? What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Tyler in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tyler?
What's going on, guys, man? Thanks for having me on the show. Like I said, from Roanoke, Virginia, grew up right down the road from JJ. I'm a Duke fan. Mm-hmm. I kind of see this as almost like a Greg Oden type situation.
Wow.
I grew up in,
wow.
You know, I saw Zion come to Duke, played for Coach K, and, 27 games his first year, 62 last year, some consistency, but I didn't really see everything. You know, he had a lot of potential, but man, I'm almost considering this a Greg Oden style,
wow,
big guy, lot of potential, but could potentially be a Greg Oden style bust in the NBA.
I really feel that way.
Wow.
Well, here's the one thing. He's already done more than Oden ever did.
Right. That's why I can't see that,
Oden was hardly ever able to play and never was able to really show what he could do. And he was great in college, Rob, and he showed signs. But, you know, by the time he got to play regularly in the NBA, which was brief, you know, he just wasn't even himself at that point. Zion,
it's hard to be a rookie when you look 46. You know what I'm saying?
He was an old looking brother. Ain't no doubt about that.
It was amazing.
But I don't think it's that bad. But it could potentially be, as we said, is it a Derrick Rose or a Grant Hill situation? You know what I mean? Hopefully not, but it could maybe get to that. That it's kind of looking like potentially it could be that. But I don't even want to speak.
No,
that
we don't
want
to go there. Let's go to Kevin in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, bro?
Let's see. So, yeah, I mean, I was listening to you guys earlier, and there's a couple guys that popped on when you was having the Kyrie conversation, and they seemed like they was missing the boat there on the men of science, as we're supposed to be here.
Right.
So if we're men of science in this case, bro, I feel like with that torque, his weight, the plyometrics, man, like, bro, everything screams there's no way he's going to be able to keep doing this at a consistent pace.
Right.
You know, like, he's going to defy
initially,
logic. Yeah.
Right. That's why I initially brought up Derrick Rose, because Rose played with so much torque, and eventually it took a toll on his legs, but he was half as big as Zion.
Yeah, bro, it's not even close. Like, well, right. We got, like, Westbrook in the league who, you know, I think but he's kind of defied the logic
of
being.
He's not as herky-jerky either, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, he ain't as explosive as these as either one of those two with the way he comes off, but, like, super athletic, you know. But, yeah, like I said, man, we have a dude 6'7", almost 300? Yeah, 6'7", almost 300, and can still jump out the gym. Like, come on, man.
Well, Rob, you remember Larry Johnson, who was great. But had back, eventually got back issues after about 5 or 6 seasons, knee, back, and never was the same. But still, you know, was able to play and be a pretty good player when he was in New York. Barkley is a positive comp, you know, but Barkley lost a lot of weight, Rob, when he got to the NBA. Right. And so maybe that's what Zion needs to do. You know, because Barkley was explosive. Like, people don't give Barkley the credit.
No, Barkley was a great player, man.
Right.
And I was covering
and
the
explosive
NBA.
Too. You know that, like, had hops and, you know,
he was tremendous. And back then, Chris, we were sitting courtside. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was watching
yeah.
him in playoff games and all kinds of stuff
he was
all
awesome.
The time. Robert in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I want to say I love the show, man, and I want to say I want to give you guys a special shout-out in saying that even though I don't agree with you guys all the time, especially Rob, but I definitely respect y'all opinion because y'all keep it real and tell y'all opinion. So I appreciate you guys for that.
Thank you. That's as good as it gets. Because that's where we are, Chris and I. We're not going to sugarcoat it or tell you what you want to hear, whether you agree or not, and we appreciate that. Thanks. Go ahead.
But, yeah, what I want to say is I would say that definitely that he is more of a, to me, Joel Embiid, where Joel Embiid got hurt a lot, especially in the first 4 years, but you can't deny the talent and the productivity. Man, this man averaged 26 points last year. And for him just to, like I say, just to stay healthy, and we know that he can put the points and put the rebounds and things of that nature on the board, I see him more as a Joel Embiid type. They just got to play in the right way.
Nah, that's a good call. That's a good call because Embiid, even to this day, you know, Embiid has been, you know, they'll give him breaks. They'll low manage him a little bit, which is smart because he needs it. But that's a good one. If he can be Joel Embiid and play that much, because we've seen guys, you know, have injuries early in their career and then they finally get over it. So that's the hope. But right now you got to be a little concerned. And like I said, Zion, sign that contract when you can. All right, it is the Odd Couple. And we
got
Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Dodgers out of it. Now 0-0 heading into the second. So good for them. But Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. Sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you know what time it is. It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, otherwise known as the Chris Broussard Invitational.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media. And the star of this segment, none other than our resident DJ, DJ Veggie Tables.
Hey, Alex, We know when the network starts moving your show like to different days or whatever, that's usually before they cancel it. Like, you know, like what is going on? Wow. I don't know what day your show is on now.
It's because you never listen, right?
That's well, speaking of not listening, check out his two podcasts, Weeb Nation and Shallow Oceans.
I'm just out here changing the world.
Shallow Ocean.
Yeah, that's smooth. Yeah,
I've listened to it too.
Yeah, that's the one CB checked out. It's a life podcast, Rob, where I try to take one word. So, for example, love, relationships, anything, and I riff for an hour to help somebody out that needs a new perspective on something.
Man, maybe you can help me out with love. All right,
I might need more than an hour for that one, Rob.
Yeah, I think so. Right? I've been jilted and jaded,
it starts with canceling Magic City Mondays, but that's a different conversation.
No, we're not doing that.
That ain't helpful.
Hey, that's a different kind of love. It just costs money.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get right to it. I got seven sports-related questions, all tied into the Dodgers and the Giants, because it is the game that we're all keeping an eye on here tonight on this Thursday. Again, the rules. No rhyming, no repeat clues, no foreign languages. What else is there?
These should be called the Rob rules.
I think that's all of them. If something
Real
else
talk,
comes up,
off of Rob.
We will make an executive decision on whether
copying,
or not a clue.
No repeating your opponent's.
Yes, that was already mentioned. No repeats.
What's the difference? All right.
So let's get to it. I did flip a coin during the update. Rob Parker gets question number one.
Yeah, here we go.
Rob. Blank Bonds hit 73 homers in 2001, breaking the record for most home runs in a season.
Can I use, I can't use, what I can't rhyme? I can't
rhyme? No, you can't rhyme.
What would be a rhyme? Like,
a word that rhymes. What kind of question is that, Rob?
I think of a lot of rhymes, and so can you. Stop playing dumb.
Okay.
Jeez.
He wanted one of us to say it.
No, I just was trying to, whatever. Okay, here we go.
This is a tough one. I ain't going to lie.
What you got for me, Rob?
Today, Rob, please.
Okay.
We're on a minute.
All right, here we go. Barry.
What?
What did he say? Barry?
Hit the buzzer.
Rhyme.
The answer was the clue.
Oh,
no, what did you say? What did you say?
I said Barry.
Yes, that's the answer.
No, it's not the answer. It's Barry. I said Barry. B-E-R-R-Y.
No.
What? I said Barry.
No, we couldn't even tell.
That's clever.
How is that a clue anyway?
It's the same word.
No, it ain't. Barry is B-A-R-R-Y. Barry is B-E.
That is a different word.
Rob should be minus 10 right now.
What? That's
minus
not a different
10.
Word,
you're trying to
Rob
be slick.
I mean, it is.
What? How is that a clue, though? What? How is he supposed to get that?
Well, because he would hear Barry Bonds and think, no, that's Barry. That's what I...
No, Barry.
That's his baddest rhyme. Doesn't Barry rhyme with Barry?
No, if I said Larry or Gary, that would be rhyming, correct?
Barry and Barry rhyme.
No, Barry. Barry, not Barry. All right, let's go to the next one.
Minus 10. We won.
First ever.
No, but Rob G, that was a different word?
Now we got to come up with rule number 1.5. Golly.
What's the word? What's the word? Where it's the same word.
That's funny.
But it's spelled differently. That's basically what Rob did.
Whatever
Rob,
that is.
Wild.
We'll look it up.
Here we go. Number two, over to Chris Broussard. Oh. The Dodgers went to the World Series back-to-back years in 2017 and 2018, losing to the Astros and the Red Blank.
All right. This is a real clue, Rob Parker. Listen. All right. Stockings.
Stockings. Read the last part again.
Rob
Astros G. and the Red Blank.
Stockings.
Oh, man. I'm thinking Christmas right now, but that ain't close.
I love Christmas.
It's coming, but let me enjoy Halloween first, please. Stockings. CB, I don't think I know this one, bro.
Just shoot from the hip.
Okay. Red. What was the other team again?
Astros.
Red.
Three. All right, over to Rob for 9 points.
All right.
Dodgers lost in the World Series to the Astros and the Red
one.
Blank.
There's a team that's red something?
Legs.
Legs? Stockings? Oh, man. What team starts with red?
By the way, the Bucks just scored.
Did they?
20-7.
Was it Tom Brady touchdown?
It was not a Tom Brady.
What? Tom Brady's going to do this just to jerk.
He might.
I mean, Rob, it's
only a
second.
Why did you have 500 yards passing and 2 touchdowns?
Right. Are you kidding me? How come he couldn't throw it in?
It's only the second
overrated.
Pull for him for
you know what?
Half.
Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes would have threw
right.
it in from there.
They would have threw it in from
just
there.
Saying.
What are they doing?
All right.
Dude, all right. I'm ready again.
I'm trying. I don't know
five.
This one.
All right. This one. 8 right. points here for Chris if he can get it.
Good luck, Chris.
Shoes?
Cleats?
That is incorrect. All right, 7 points. Last chance to steal Rob stockings. Parker. Dodgers lost in the World Series to the Astros and the red blank.
Slippers?
slides?
That is incorrect. All right.
Red
socks.
Oh, got
for.
You.
You said legs.
I totally
you
forgot there's a team named Red Sox.
Defensive struggle.
No, that was good.
All right, over to Rob Parker.
But Rob's negative 10, so.
Before they move.
No, I'm not.
So far, he gave me the best clue
we
yet.
That's how we need to put in the rule book. You get docked points.
Before they moved to Los Angeles, the Dodgers played their home games in blank.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay.
This is not good.
10 points for Rob if he can get it. Might be the last one we have because we started really late.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Can you read the question one more time, Rob G?
Go ahead.
Before the Dodgers moved to LA, they played their home games in blank.
Okay.
BK.
BK.
That's just flouting the rules again.
What? Okay. All right. Okay. No, I'll take it back.
He's trying to cheat.
I'll take it back. I'll take it back. Let me take it back. No, let me take it back. Let me take it back.
What do you got, Rob?
No, let me take it back.
What do you got?
Let me take it back.
Rob G, can I take it back?
Two clues.
Can I take it back?
No.
No, that's your clue.
All right. My clue is BK.
Which we'll have to adjust again later for these rules. Go ahead, Alex.
Rob, I'm sorry. I think it's is it not Brooklyn, right?
That is correct.
Is it? All right, let's go.
I got to get a chance to tie.
Okay,
I was going to say change it to the Bronx.
Oh, okay, Bronx.
No, would you have said Brooklyn?
That's better, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Chris, get a chance to steal. Otherwise, Rob's going to win.
Crazy.
You get one chance at the Chris. One chance.
Okay. Right.
Willie Mays has one of the more unique nicknames in sports history. Played for the Giants, as you know. Okay. They used to call him the Say Blank Kid.
The Say Blank Kid.
All right.
Say something.
No,
you should be on my side.
Hi.
Say Far Kid.
That is incorrect. And on that note, Get Pete Diddy ready.
I don't know.
Wait, what's the answer?
Good about
the
this?
Answer is hey.
You know what I was going to say? I was going to say Dwayne from what was that show?
What's Happening?
What's Happening?
He wouldn't have known it. You were just going to say Dwayne?
No,
I was going to say Dwayne. Hey, that's
that.
Dwayne.
Yeah, I remember that, but I mean.
The same.
All right, it's all over. I'm the winner. Where's my music, Alex?
I don't feel good about this loss.
I feel good about it.
I don't think he should get the music. I don't think the music, the music doesn't want to be associated with cheating.
Barry?
With nefarious activities.
Chris is still salty, man. So salt. Planters on line 3 for Chris Broussard.
I'm just saying. I mean, my goodness. All right, more I Couple coming
your way. I feel good. Yeah, Thursday night, baby.
BK, Barry.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You know what time it is when this song is playing. It means we're wrapping up another TV theme song Thursday. And we are The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
So they got out of it, Chris. The Giants threatening both the first and second. They had 2 men on.
Yep.
One out. They get out of it, the Dodgers. So Urias now will.
And Urias is warming up now.
Now
right?
He's warming up, yeah. So now he's going to pitch starting in the third. So we'll see if the delay or not starting and changing his routine affects him or not. But so far, Giants have 3 hits, no runs. Dodgers 1 hit, no runs.
It's got to feel awkward. I mean, he still might come out and pitch well, but
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, there's no doubt. Because, you know, Rob, athletes are about rhythm a lot of times, right?
They're creatures of habit.
Yep. Even the best, even the LeBron James. And so, you know, you're messing with that now, which I'm sure, Rob, that Dave Roberts knows. But I don't know that Andrew Friedman and the other guys in the front office may even not even think about something like that. So let's go to football, though, to wrap this thing up. Strange situation with the Washington football team. We know what's going on with all the emails, the investigation into their owner, Daniel Snyder, and the organization as a whole that led to ultimately the resignation of John Gruden amid emails that were racist, that were, you know, criticizing homosexuals, that were criticizing women. A lot of other things, just, you know, crazy stuff. And then even emails that led to Adam Schefter getting caught up in this. And so, Rob G, kind of explain what's going on down there in Washington.
So, Washington is going to be retiring Sean Taylor's 21 jersey this upcoming Sunday, which is long overdue. Sean Taylor was a great player for that organization. But this
is out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, but I mean, this is where it gets weird. It got announced. Normally, these kinds of things get announced during the season, or in the preseason. So, people like, "Hey, I want to go to that game because right. they're honoring
Sean Taylor."
Buy tickets
to that one, exactly.
Right. So they announced it 3 days before the game. Number one. Number two, the president of the team came out and said, "You know what? We've been planning this since before the season. We've already touched base with a few players, including ESPN's Ryan Clark, who confirmed that they spoke to him on back in September about this event going down. Never mentioned that his jersey was getting retired. But here's where it gets really weird, guys." Last week, they had a towel giveaway at their field. I think it's FedEx Field. I mean, let's FedEx drop the name. I forget. They had 40,000 towels given out to fans to wave during the game. They're going to do a Sean Taylor rally towel. However, they're only giving out 10,000.
Now, why is that? Could they not get them done in time? Is that because it was last
they
minute?
They just decided.
Well, and so obviously there was a lot of pushback.
Bed Bath & Beyond only has so many times.
There was a lot of pushback on that specific thing because it's like, hey, if we're going to have a Sean Taylor rally towel, everybody should get one. So
right, if you don't you want a towel?
Right.
If you want to honor
the
guy?
The president decided, you know what, we're going to fix this. We're going to give away the 10,000, but if anyone else wants another one, we're going to sell them at the stadium for $21 a piece.
What?
What are they? I mean, that went from bad to worse.
Your thoughts, guys, on the impromptu Sean Taylor jersey retirement on the heels of this really awkward week for the Washington football
franchise.
Let
me ask a question for clarity, Rob G. So you said Ryan Clark confirmed
that they reached out to him in September saying, hey, Alumni Weekend, which is this upcoming weekend, we want to do something for Sean Taylor. They never did say, however, that it was going to be a jersey retirement or anything like that. They said they wanted to do something for him, though.
I mean, it feels like a knee-jerk reaction to get the attention away from, you know, all the stuff that's going on with the emails, right?
Yeah.
That's what it seems. Now, their president is African-American, Jason Wright. So you would think he would see that this looks kind of strange, you know. But if they ordered it from the top, maybe he had to go along with it. But I don't know. It just doesn't. The timing is horrible. If they planned it in September, I guess it is what it is. But like you said, why not announce it then? You had time to get enough towels for all the fans. So I don't like it. It's just it doesn't feel right at all.
And here's the other thing, too. You make people now have to try to run over top of the people to get the free towels for the first
right.
10,000. Like you're creating a scene that didn't need to have happen. Am I right? If you really want a towel, you're going to have to try to get there early and knock over old ladies and children to get your
right.
towel.
Right.
Can you imagine being in line, Chris, and you get there and it's like, that's it. Nope. We're done.
Right. People going to be angry. You know, so I don't, it's not good. This is not good. It's just a bad optics and a bad move by the Washington football team. That's just the only way I can
put it. It doesn't feel good. Nah. That's really, you just said the best word. It just doesn't feel like it was thought out. It doesn't make sense, you know. So it just baffles me sometimes. These people are running these billion-dollar organizations, Chris, and they just don't get it right.
Yeah, we see it a lot, Rob. Sometimes you're like, how are they? How did they get in that position? You know what I mean?
Right, because it doesn't make any sense.
You see that quite a bit. All right, well, it's the Odd Couple. It's been a fun 3 hours. We got into a lot of stuff. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow taking you into a football weekend. And Rob will be preparing to go to Las Vegas, so visit LasVegas.com. But go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Download the Odd Couple podcast. Subscribe. Leave a nice comment. And 5 stars would be good, too. All right, keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.